Armodoxy for today, discovering Sasana Shen. This is part three of a four-part mini-series about the shoot-down over Sasana Shen and what it means today. In 1958, during the height of the Cold War, a United States Air Force C-130 flying reconnaissance mission on the Turkish-Armenian border was shot down by the Soviets. The plane crashed on the village of Sasana Shen, Armenia, and lost its entire crew of 17 servicemen. The Soviets did not admit to the severity of the tragedy until after the fall of the USSR, and by 1992, some 34 years after the incidents, the remains of all 17 men were returned to the United States for proper recognition and committal. Since that time, commemorations have been taking place, including the placing of a chachkar, a cross stone, as a monument at the crash site, with visits by U.S. military and government officials. Now, on the evening of September 2nd, 2018, exactly 60 years to the date of the crash, I stood before the servicemen and their families at the Air Force Base in Nebraska. I delivered the keynote address at a gathering commemorating the shoot-down of U.S. Air Force C-130 number 60528. The group honored me by giving me a framed piece of the tail of the fallen plane. Then, spontaneously, they took up a collection and asked me to use the money to benefit the children of Sasana Shen. Accepting the responsibility, 1 month later, October 25th, 2018, I visited the village of Sasana Shen, about 65 kilometers out of Yerevan, toward the northwest border of Armenia. The closest town is Tallinn, about 10 kilometers away, with a population of about 4,000. Through the network of Armenian churches, I connected with Father Tade Takhmazian, the priest of Tallinn. He served the 10 villages surrounding the town, and one of the villages was Sasana Shen, population 750. My deacon, Harar Nabanyan, drove me there, and together with the priest, we climbed a rocky road to the crash site where a monument stands in this remote and obscure corner of the world. It is a tall standing monument with a plaque written in both Armenian and English. September 2nd, 1958, it says, "We must never forget that freedom is never really free. It is the most costly thing in the world. Freedom is never paid in a lump sum. Installments come due in every generation. All any of us can do is offer the generations that follow a chance for freedom." There, under the open skies and in the silence of the village, we offered a prayer for the 17 fallen servicemen, as well as a prayer for peace. In Sasana Shen, beyond the economic challenges of village life, there are few, if any, opportunities for young people to advance in education or even to explore and exploit their potential. There are government schools, but after school hours and on weekends, the children end up on the rural roads without supervision or guidance. Father Tade has access to these schools and offers weekly classes to the children in the villages and is known and recognized by the youth. We decided to use the funds gathered in Nebraska to further opportunities for youth in Sasana Shen Village by creating a center for after-school hours where young people can feel welcome, share, and explore options to maximize their potential in life. With the encouragement and in blessings of Archbishop Hovnan Derderian, the primate of the Western Diocese, we quickly began work on organizing the program called Sasana Shen Youth Center. The Catholicos of all Armenians, His Holiness Karakin II, gave a small flat directly across the street from the Tallinn Church with the understanding that it would be used as a gathering spot for youth. The collected funds were used to bring the center up to standards for a meeting place. We repaired the plumbing, installed a kitchenette, lavatory, and new windows. In July, the following year, I personally made a trip to the area to monitor progress and meet with Father Tade and others to discuss the progress of renovation of the program. I also met with the head of their diocese, Bishop Mogherdich Grosjean, to assure a proper working relationship between all of the parties. We officially pronounced the name of the project as Sasnashen Youth Center, and it is dedicated in the name of the servicemen who perished in the village in 1958. This is a place where young people can first and foremost feel welcome, safe, and loved. It is a gathering spot to study, to learn, or merely congregate after school. We furnished the room and provided computers with internet connections so that we can visit remotely. An underlying intention on our part was that this could serve as a pilot project, which could be replicated in villages for low cost and take advantage of local resources, personnel, and physical spaces, which are often overlooked. Opportunities to help others are God-given. Our church is the vehicle by which we do our work. From the grave tragedy of 1958, a new beginning and opportunity for education is extended to the children of this village. Join me tomorrow on Armadoxy for Today for the final installment on this short 4-part miniseries of daily messages regarding Sasnashen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.